Okay, we're just going to chuck a couple of subjects at you and just see where we go for the next hour or so. There's plenty we can chat about. Dame Shirley's in because it's a Monday. We've also got Josh in who's got the sniffles. And I was just thinking, you know, is it okay to go around someone's house with a cold now? Is that acceptable?
Not really.
Do you think it's acceptable,
It's
Josh?
Like smoking.
Well...
Just say, for instance, if you've got, and I know that you feel fine.
Yeah.
You're not at that runny stage. You're just getting over it, aren't you? So you're probably not contagious.
No, I'm fine.
Had you been contagious, so you've been the early stages of your cough.
If I was like just streaming out of my nose and felt like rubbish, I probably wouldn't be in.
Would it be acceptable to go around somebody's house? Would you expect, if somebody come around your house with, you know, just say, for instance, a cold or a really bad cough or something else contagious, would you think it was all right to go in, you know?
Well, if I was going around someone's house, it depends who it was. If it was someone I wasn't particularly keen on, then,
that's
you
why
know,
he's come in today.
The odd cough or sneeze might go over them, you know.
Do you mean... there are a lot of people that come into the radio station and sometimes they'll phone and they'll say, I'm sorry, but I've got a dreadful cold and I'm not going to come in, which is great.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's
well,
just
it's,
what we
it's
like.
It's such a small room in here, I think it could harbour germs.
We don't want it. It's a, no. But there are some people that just come in and they go, oh, I've got a dreadful cold.
But the worst ones that actually cough on air.
Yeah.
You can hear them. That is awful.
Well, that's you, isn't it?
No, it isn't. I don't cough, Ian.
All right, okay. Well, I say, what's acceptable when you go around to someone else's house and they've got...
It all depends how bad you are. It all depends if they've got young children in there, doesn't it?
Are you contagious? Is you know, am I going to get your cold? Am I going to get your cough? Am I going to get your...
But everybody gets coughs and colds, don't
they? Yeah.
I don't
want
it.
You know, we all get them.
I don't want it.
No, do you know, I don't get
them. I didn't want it.
Somebody gave it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you reckon that was, then?
Some bugger at you.
Now you've got to apologise now.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's a naughty word.
It
which
is.
Which leads us on nicely.
Do you want to slap my wrist?
But
you did it deliberately. We apologise.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads us on nicely to the subject that we want to talk about, which is Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm.
Which you are a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde. 1 minute you're nice, next minute,
yeah,
you know, you're being a bit naughty.
You should have seen me a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but last week he looked like somebody from Jekyll and Hyde with his long beard.
That was
long
no,
hair.
You said I looked like a terrorist.
Now, you brought this up, don't you, Shirley? Mm. Jekyll and Hyde is a TV programme on ITV, and it's on at what time?
7 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
Right.
And I think it's far, far too early.
Why?
Because there are so many children these days that are sat down in front of the telly. You sit and watch the telly while mum plays with her iPad or dad plays with his iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're just left there to watch the telly. And I think it's horrible, that programme.
Do you know, I'm just going to reach over here. You keep talking, guys, because I'm just going to go over here and just turn on the fan.
Yes, please.
Because,
it's getting hot
in
here.
It's got really hot in here. For some reason, just, there's another subject.
Just spread the germs around.
Yeah, that's... hang on, let's just point that fan over there a bit more. I don't want it. Is that better? So you get it. It's going to be blown over you. Anyway, look. The heat at the moment is incredible, don't you think?
It is.
It is warm in here.
But I've just been outside and it's so warm.
It's really, really warm. You wouldn't think it was November.
It's November, though, yeah.
I sat in the garden yesterday in short sleeves and a cup of tea.
I saw you. I peeped
Did
through
you?
The fence,
Did
yes.
Did you really?
Mm.
Anyway.
No, I didn't.
It wouldn't have surprised me. We want to talk about Jekyll and Hyde because, you know, they were on at 7 o'clock or slightly later last night.
7 o'clock, yeah.
Before the watershed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I say, simple thing is you've got an on and off button, you don't have to watch it.
And there's a nobby, and there are so many children that parents couldn't give a damn what they're watching.
But what weekend have we just had?
Yeah, but when they go to bed,
when
the children have gone to bed at 9 o'clock, the parents put them to bed, that's it. But if they're awake at 7, they will watch anything.
But they just had a weekend of Halloween. Ghosts,
yeah,
monsters.
Not little children.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know they have, but if you were to watch Jekyll and Hyde, I think you'd agree with me.
Well, I reckon your argument has just fallen down on Halloween weekend.
No, that okay.
Let's take a call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith.
Hello,
how are you doing?
I'm very well. Hello, Shirley.
Hello.
Hello, Josh, the redundant drummer.
Hello.
You ain't got enough space in your band, Keith, have you?
No, sorry, I'm afraid we haven't. We've got a drummer, thanks, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but he's not as good as Josh.
He's older than me, the drummer.
Oh, no. Is he really? He must be old.
Yeah, he's really old. Thank you, Cheryl.
Josh is a really kind, generous drummer. He likes to give people colds and things like that.
So. Oh, he's very generous.
I like to share.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, though. He's very sought-after man, because drummers are hard to get hold of.
Good drummers, yes.
Yeah, good chap. Yeah. Keep it up. I know I take the mickey out of you and whatnot, mate. But,
no, he's brilliant.
Don't give up. Mm.
Never give up. They can only count up to four. Do you notice that?
No. Drummers. Well, I can count up to seven, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? I forget what we were talking about.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Have you been watching it?
No, I saw the trailers to it, and I thought it was a bit,
it's horrible.
Well, yeah, but then again, it's no scarier than Ghostbusters. It was on at the same time last night.
Yeah?
That was on at seven, was it?
No, it was on at 4 o'clock, I think.
Really?
Ghostbusters, the film, yeah.
Oh, well...
On what channel?
You got me now, Channel 5, I think.
You see, really? I don't agree with that, then. I don't think they should put anything on that children can watch.
Yeah, but another thing, Shirley, you know, I've brought this up before. There was an episode of Midsummer Murders that was repeated in the afternoon.
Right.
And some woman hit a bloke over the head with a hammer. Yeah. That was repeated at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the kids just come in from school having
their tea. Yeah, it's wrong. I don't agree with it.
Well, someone got shot in Emmerdale the other day and you actually saw them pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know.
It's become a very complacent world, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Regarding television.
I mean, we used to have...
our standards, haven't we?
Mary Whitehouse. Do you remember Mary Whitehouse?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's the one with the pink hair, wasn't it?
She was the one that was really sort of vigilant about these programmes where children are watching.
Yeah, she was.
We could do with somebody like that again. It's getting really bad.
Well, you know, what they say is there is an on-off button or switch over channels.
I know, but Keith, how many children are left just plonked in front of the telly? They have their dinner in front of the telly. They can watch what they want.
Well, it's
Mum and Dad
are
playing on their PlayStations and that, you know.
You know, how many children come home from school, the latchkey kids open the door.
That's right.
Come in and put on whatever they want.
Yeah,
Let's just get back on track for a minute. You're saying this programme was on too early, but everything is available on the internet. So how old do you think these kids are?
No, but if there's, 3 and 4 year olds that are not on the internet and they're sat in front of the telly at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Would you really be sitting a 3 and 4 year old? Is that the age group that we're concerned for?
They're just sat there.
Don't they just run around and be toddlers?
What, at 7 o'clock at night, 3 or 4 years old, should be in bed.
They're not, though, Ian. They're not.
No, a lot of them aren't, Ian.
No, they don't.
Who's complaining?
I'm complaining.
I mean, you've got to blame the parents, I'm afraid.
Oh, telling me. It's all down to the parents.
It's all down to the third generation that's come through.
I know. Yeah.
You know, the 60s was nothing like this at all, nor the 70s.
No, there was nothing
like
that.
When you got to the mid-80s and into the 90s, it just sort of all went downhill, whether it's the stuff that we were eating or something, or it's passed down.
But so many parents these days, I know that they don't sit and play games with the children anymore, board games or things like that.
No, true.
You know, all they do, you watch the telly.
But let's focus on the problem. You're saying it's on too early.
Yeah.
You know, the actual what your parents are letting the kids do is a totally different argument. You're saying it's on too early.
Well, I'm doing it for those children. I don't think it should be on because there's so many children do sit and watch it.
You're just not going to stop it now, are you?
I know.
No.
Because even just say, for instance, if you're 11, 12 years old, are you saying that it's still too much for them as well?
I do. I think it was so violent when I watched it.
They were those 12-year-olds would probably have their own way of watching an internet station, and internet TV,
YouTube. Exactly. I know you can lock it in, can't you, internet?
Yeah, but it's the young children, I think.
There's probably 10 and 11-year-olds playing, like, 18-rated video games.
Yeah, well, I don't like that either.
Exactly, Josh, exactly.
Yeah, I don't like that either. You know, it's just...
So, I'm intrigued now, you know, enough to sort of think, oh, well, maybe I should watch this.
There has been a lot of complaints.
There's been about 468 complaints.
Jeremy Vine, when he was on yesterday afternoon, he does a little programme, about 10 minutes, talking about people, you know, what's been on the telly, this, that and the other. And he mentioned about Jekyll and Hyde and how many people have complained that, you know, think it's wrong.
I'm sure if it was sexual, they would moan about it.
Yeah.
If there was sexual innuendos or references going on at that time of day, they'd be on there. Mm. But this has seemed to slip through.
But you see, when you watch it, Jekyll and Hyde, he's such a lovely man to start with, really nice, and the way he turns, it's horrible.
A bit like an MP, then. He'd make a damn good Prime Minister.
Well, no, because you can turn it, you can turn this off.
Yeah,
can't turn them
very
off.
True. Yeah.
So, are you actually watching it now and enjoying it, or not watching it?
I'm not. I wouldn't watch it again.
But you wouldn't watch it again. Why?
No,
why?
Because I think it's horrible. It's just horrid.
Well, so would we be having this conversation if it was on after 9 o'clock?
No, I wouldn't watch it then.
I
wouldn't mind, because I know there's not little young children sat in front of the telly watching it at 9 o'clock at night.
So what is the watershed now, though? Cheryl, when
it's
is it supposed to start?
Isn't it still?
Is it 9 o'clock? Is it?
I think so.
See, I don't believe that it is now.
No, because you look at EastEnders.
What I mean, absolutely, because you do get the odd, you know.
Oh yeah, you do.
I was watching a football match yesterday, Southampton and Bournemouth, in the afternoon, and the language you can hear on there is far worse than you hear after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
But you go back to this time last year, I think it was. Didn't we have a rape scene on EastEnders?
Yes.
Oh yes, things are
happening. Yeah, that's true.
That the
on the soaps, lots of horrible things are happening.
And they had that. Do you remember when we were just mentioning him, Jake Wood, the bloke that plays Max?
Yeah.
He was stuck in a coffin. Somebody had
buried him alive.
Yeah,
buried alive. His wife, wasn't it?
And that was before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably before 8 o'clock actually.
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
You don't.
You know, no, there's a lot of things on. I don't think it should be on that.
See, I'm with you on that, but I just find it. How can you police it? Well, in certain ways you can, because I know on certain systems. Let's just take Sky for instance. They've got if you are watching a program after 9 o'clock, that you don't need a code if it's a naughty program or if it's got something in.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
But if you just say for instance, if you recorded a program that was on after 9 o'clock that had a bit of nudity or some bad language in, and you wanted to watch it at 3 o'clock because you've downloaded it or recorded it, it would make you put a code in. It would make you say you can't go any further and watch this program unless you put the code.
Which is a good thing, Ian, but then again, it's Big Brother is watching you.
It is Big Brother is watching you, but it's the same. It's the same. Let's look at the positives. The positives are it means that you can have a television system in your house that you know that your kids can't watch dodgy programs.
No, that's right.
So, I mean, to me, surely that's easily put in place, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they wanted to be that way inclined.
But you see, families...
Well, if they can do that, Ian, why can't the internet be done like that, then?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
And I think it all comes down to money.
Yeah.
It comes down to money and ratings. They will not want you. You just imagine this publicity that the ITV are getting now. What program are they going to be watching now? If they haven't seen it already.
The ratings are going to go up, aren't they?
Because I'll be honest with you, I looked at it, looking at it from slightly different, you know, a different angle.
Yeah.
I thought, Jekyll and Hyde, that sounds brilliant. Oh no, it's on before 9 o'clock. That won't be very good. That's aimed at kids. And that was my mindset.
Well, it is aimed for children.
But now I'm thinking, hey, hang on a minute, I might watch this.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Yeah, but you might watch it just the once, Ian. I mean, I didn't watch the whole
program. Is there violence in it, then?
It's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, is there actual violence?
Well, he's such a nice man to start with.
Well,
and then he turns,
but, you know,
and
he's
I saw him when he was smashing the mirrors and that, and it was just horrible. I didn't watch much of it because I couldn't.
Yeah, but you're saying that. I remember when I was a kid, I went and saw The Nutty Professor with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
In the bit where he changed and when he saw the parrot in the cage with the bloke's head and whatnot. That, you know, that's still on my mind now, and I'm in late 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was That was a U film.
Yeah, yeah.
That was back in the 60s, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Well, ITV have refused to bow to pressure to move its tea time drama Jekyll and Hyde to a later slot after the watershed, despite more than 500 complaints now about the violent scenes in the broadcast on Sunday evening. The drama shown at 6:30. This was obviously a couple of weeks ago because it was shown at 7:30 last night.
Three
wasn't
times
it?
It's been on.
Featured scenes of a man being bludgeoned to death within the first minute and went on to include further grisly deaths and potentially disturbing imagery. TV said it would receive 280 complaints the first week, whilst 263 contacted broadcasting regulator Ofcom to express their concern about the show. ITV confirmed it would go ahead with a planned shift to the 7 p.m. slot for Jekyll and Hyde starting on November the 1st yesterday, and said there are no plans to move the remainder of its 10-week run, so you've got another 7 weeks to go, Okay. An advertising spokesperson said that they're warning broadcast before the start of the show, advising the parents of younger children they may find some scenes scary.
Yeah,
I said
that.
Is
yeah.
that good enough?
But how many parents are going to listen to that? They don't.
Is that going
to... I'm sorry that the families these days, there's not... We don't get the family like we used to get.
So what should they do?
No, not being funny, Cheryl, but, you know, you're in your 70s.
Yeah.
And you're never going to see your youth again, not the way that it was. It's like myself, you know, I'm never going to see how my youth, how I was brought up again in the 60s.
Yeah, but I hate to think of my grandchildren, the little girls, watching something like that. But I know they won't, because Mum will turn it off. But yeah. How many mothers will turn it off, you know?
But that's their choice, isn't it?
But then again, you know, you look at the news. You know, we had not so long ago, there was a poor dead child washed up on the beach. You were seeing that throughout the day, 24
yeah.
hours.
And, I know, yeah. I know, yeah.
You
know,
which is worse.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
I know what I don't, you know. I wouldn't want to see more.
Yeah, because that's real, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then anyway, we'll get off in case anybody else wants to call, and it's nice to talk to you all. And like I said, Josh, don't give up. Never give up, mate.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, then.
Cheers, bye. It's an interesting one, don't you think? It's fascinating. Tom Bateman, who plays Dr. Jekyll, is at one point seen putting his foot against a child's throat, and a number of other characters, including a half-man, half-dog creature, meet grisly ends, such as being set on fire. Ofcom is expected to assess whether to investigate Jekyll and Hyde under rules governing the protection of under-18s. And clauses about programming that causes harm and offence. The regulator cannot order a broadcaster to change the time of broadcast, but takes the watershed seriously in assessing whether to impose sanctions. Last year, the US-owned network Discovery was fined £100,000 for daytime broadcasts of a programme about a serial killer called Deadly Weapon during the school holidays. However, that is considered an extreme case, and ITV is unlikely to face similarly punitive repercussions. See, I think they've done this for basically it's to get attention, and they've got it.
Yeah.
They really have.
But I didn't know all that. You know what I mean? I've not read that. I just saw it and I thought this is you know.
You don't like it?
Not at all.
But then you know, as Keith pointed out on TV yesterday was we believe on Channel 5 was Ghostbusters.
Mm. I've never seen that though. Is that frightening then?
There is one scene in it that's a bit freaky.
Yeah,
I would say.
Mm. So there are programs out there that I think, you know, should not be on. Football for one. When they've got the crowd, all you can hear is the crowd.
But I don't think young children are sat in front of the telly to watch football, really.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you for real?
Well, I'm...
Of course there's young children out there watching football.
There's probably young children in the crowd amongst them all swearing their heads off.
Why do you think you get all these kids spitting and gobbing everywhere? It's because they see it on the TV. They see their heroes doing all that.
Yeah, I know.
But that's bad in itself. But what I heard yesterday was you heard a whole crowd... seeing a load of swearing.
Well, that's dreadful then.
And it is dreadful. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big football fan, but you could lose that sound. They got their microphones all dotted around.
They could do,
they could turn those microphones down and just have a crowd that you can't understand, just a load of noise. I think it's completely wrong. Don't get me wrong, I would love it if we were a little bit more how can I put it, raise the standards.
Yeah.
We don't need bad language on the telly before 9 o'clock. And those kind of programs, if it's not aimed at children and it is going to cause offence and it is going to upset people and give kids nightmares or the wrong ideas, they should not be on before 9 o'clock.
No,
it's as simple as
so.
That.
I
think it all comes down to money. I think we've all been conned.
And it all comes down to parenting as well.
I think definitely you've got to have that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we've said that there are certain TV companies or providers that have something in place where if you're watching something, just say for instance, if you were watching a film, if I went home now and I thought, right, I'll put Sky on, let's watch a film, and if it was a, just say for instance, even if it was a joint James Bond film, it would say you need a code to watch it this time of day.
And
it's because it's before 9 o'clock. Anything like that, anything with bad language I think, and that's a brilliant way of doing it. Why aren't the others doing it?
Yeah.
Why aren't Ofcom saying to them, look, okay, you've bought these boxes, these things that you've got. You've got Freeview. On your Freeview box, you've got to have this capacity, this way of saying, right, this program's on, but we are going to, you need a code for it.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it would have slipped through the net because it's on before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So do you honestly believe, I mean, do you want to mention the fact that a certain person that you know is now, you don't want to mention their name?
Well, I don't mind, but it is.
Don't mention their name.
No, it's a member of my family that's got two little girls, and they are.
Well, that narrows it down. I was trying to play safe.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She wouldn't mind anyway.
But let's just backtrack a little bit.
No, she's got young children.
You know someone that has sent a letter.
She has written to Ofcom
and
to complain about it.
And I kind of admire her for that. How old are the girls?
They're about 7 and 8.
7 and 8.
Yeah.
But what some people will say is, well, you're on about parenting.
Mm. Yeah, but she is sensible. She would turn it off. She wouldn't let them watch it. But
so did she?
No. Oh, no.
So
no.
What's the problem then?
I'm worried. I'm concerned about other children that haven't got a mum or dad that really cares about their children. And there's so many of them, Ian,
which is a lovely thing.
This is what
doing
I'm
it for the right
about.
Reasons.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm.
But it's a case of, well, you know, you're not going to, unfortunately, we don't live in that kind of world.
I go into the school and there's 7 and 8 year olds children that I'm sitting with, sometimes with sewing, and the things they come out with, it absolutely astounds me that they've watched on telly and everything.
Probably because watching those kind of programmes and it's on too early. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch the soaps, and I must admit there's certain things on the soaps that I think,
I know there is.
Should this be covered?
There is lately.
This early?
It's got quite bad lately on the soaps. Yeah. Some of the things that are happening.
You know, with guns, people being shot. Mm,
that's right.
But
buried alive. Well,
you do that at 6 o'clock whilst you're having your tea or the news, you see far worse, don't you? And they always give you a little warning, flashing imagery. Don't know. They
That's
say,
about
oh,
it.
You may see some flashing imagery.
Yeah,
I don't ever see anybody flashing, do you?
So you think, I've got to watch this, do you?
You think, you might see something here distressing. You know, so they're going to show it, but they give you a warning.
Yeah.
But they did give you a warning on this particular programme.
Well, children don't listen to warnings. You know, they just... I can just visualise little children sat there just watching it while mum and dad are doing whatever they want to do.
So should the parents take more control? Yes.
Oh, yes.
But should these people that provide the TV, you know, programmes at that, you know, should they take more responsibility as well by having something in place?
Because these little children have gone to bed at 9 o'clock.
But then they'll be able to watch other films like, you know, Harry Potter and things like that.
Yeah, that gets quite freaky.
Isn't that the same? And you know, coming back to the original argument over the weekend, what have we just had? And how many? I tell you what we did. We went out. We went out specifically
Saturday night
between 7:30 and 8:30, purely and simply because we just wanted to go out, turn the lights off.
We sat in
and
the
not
dark.
Be bothered.
We
know. We saw the lights were off, and there were so many other houses.
Was it you that rung our bell then?
No, it wasn't. But it was really interesting, Shirley, that the kids you saw that were dressed up, were small kids.
Yeah.
There were so many of them, you know, going around Newport, around the town
centre. I don't agree
with
that, Ian.
No, I don't.
I don't. Halloween is fine. If people want to go out and get dressed and get drunk, that's fine. They're older ones. But I don't agree with little children going around to people's houses knocking on their door when it's dark. You don't know who's going to open that door.
Well, we said last week, you're almost encouraging youngsters to go and take sweets off strangers.
Yeah, I know.
But I think it's done in a way where... Have you ever been out trick-or-treating, Josh?
Yeah, I love it.
Did your mum used to take you?
When I was younger, but then the older I got, I just went on my own.
You went out on your
friends,
own?
Yeah.
So, see that when Tom was younger, what we did was we went out with him, and we went specifically to people that have kind of invited.
Now that's fine.
Or we've told them that they, we will be coming round, and he will be dressed up, and you know, if you want to give something, that's fine, and so on. But to just knock on strangers' doors is like encouraging youngsters to go and take sweets off strangers.
Yeah.
Which is...
Well, no, because it's only once a year, isn't it? And they know that on Halloween you get...
It's only once a year that you go and take sweets off strangers.
No,
it to be?
Because they know it's Halloween and it, you know...
Yeah, but I know, Josh, I'm sorry, but the road... We've got a road going down from ours. We don't know who live in those houses down there. We just don't know who the people are. you know?
But if we're going to say that kids shouldn't do it, then the kids won't be able to do anything, will they?
If their parents are with them, it's not too bad, and they go to houses where they know the people. But I think if they go to houses where they don't know the people, I don't agree with it.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, why not? It's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah.
I get that some people get annoyed about, you know, kids knocking on the doors, trick or treat or whatever. It's just a bit of fun. It's one day out of 365 days.
But Josh, you don't know who's going to open that door sometimes.
No, you don't. But it's just a bit of fun.
I know it's a bit of fun, but it's could it lead to or put yourself, if you're one of those children, in some kind of danger?
Mm. Yeah, anything can.
So, but you don't care?
I went around Christmas... Well, I used to live in an estate, and on Christmas one year, to raise a bit of money for charity, I went around carol singing when I was really young, and I knocked on every single door. I didn't know anyone apart from a few people, and I was on my own with two other people, and we were just singing.
I've got to be honest, I went carol singing, and obviously there's a massive age difference between us, and we used to go around, me and my mate Shane Chessel, we used to hit everywhere, and we wouldn't go home until we'd made £2.50 each of a night time.
Yeah, but...
So the point I'm making is that our parents never said to us, don't knock on any stranger's door. We were allowed to do it.
Yeah, in this day I was allowed
age,
to
yeah,
do
but
it.
Everybody knew everybody then, Ian, on the estate. Everybody knew everybody down the road.
See, I think that's complete nonsense, because I never knew after people we were knocking on
the door.
I didn't
know.
Yeah, but we did. When we were little, we knew everybody.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you now. We're talking about the fact that I went out Christmas caroling and was allowed to do it and was never...
I was as well.
Wasn't given a warning whatsoever. No. Anything could have happened to me.
Yeah.
We just did it. For some reason, it's changed, and it's changed dramatically.
But even like when I did it when I was younger, Mum said, you know, be careful, but yeah, just go do what you want to do.
Be careful. How old would you have been?
Maybe like 8, 9.
See, that's scary.
I was in primary school.
Did you know the people that lived on your road and all around?
I knew a very few people, but I went around the whole estate.
See, when you were growing up, Shirley, I don't mean to be rude, but when you were growing up, there were a lot less people around.
No, but we knew everybody.
I take your point. You know everybody.
We did, yeah.
But we didn't know everybody. We were going for miles, and we would have been about 10, something like 10, yeah. 11, no older than that, and we would have gone for miles. And we said, we're going to go down that road tonight, we're going to do that road tomorrow, and we would have been going all around these places, and we wouldn't have been going home until we made ourselves £2.50 each. And we never gave it to charity, because obviously it was a lot tighter back then. We wanted to make some money. But the point I'm making is, no one said anything about, you know, the dangers of.
No.
And yet...
But they didn't then, did they?
No.
I never got warned about what could happen. But
you also, equally, you wouldn't have had nonsense on the TV before 9 o'clock. You would have had everything policed properly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had these dodgy programmes on. I mean, you look at ITV 1, ITV 4, they got all these different channels. You can watch the Sweeney during the day.
Yeah.
You can watch all those programmes that used to be on after 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Now, during the day, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that right or wrong?
Mm.
To be honest, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I do.
There should be something in place that it allows, you know, parents to have some kind of control where there is a button, and or not so much a button, it will just won't show the TV program until you've put in a code, because you are the person responsible for that television to say that unlocks this TV program. The reason why they won't do it is because of the ratings, which equally is about money.
Mm.
How many people are watching your TV? Well, loads. Yeah, but nowadays you haven't got the youngsters watching it, haven't you? So they won't be watching it. Not saying that youngsters 9 and 10 will watch the Sweeney, but all they got to do is flick a channel and it's there.
Yeah. Mm.
It is. But where do you draw the line? You know, there are other channels that that are on late at night.
You see, you obviously don't agree with children going to the door, or else you wouldn't have gone out, would you?
See, I did. How hypocritical am I when I say nowadays,
yes,
I do have an issue,
but
I think it's really, really sad.
Well, when you get older, you get wiser. It's like doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying you go horse riding when you're younger because you've got no fear. But when you go and do it now, you think what could happen.
Do we get older and wiser? Or do we get more scared?
Because
we see it more.
Yeah.
I
think it's kind of hypocritical, don't you think?
Mm.
I think, because it's like you almost like want your, when we were youngsters, I don't know about you, Shirley, but we, yeah, there's a bag of sandwiches you used to get on your bicycle.
Off you go for the day.
And you would, you'd
That's
be off
right,
for the
we
day.
Did.
How many times have you said to do that to your grandchildren
no,
when they
don't.
Were 12, 14?
We don't.
You wouldn't have done it.
No.
Maybe it's just the times we live in.
It is the times we live in. But we've created that mindset.
Yeah,
because nowadays you want your kids to go upstairs and watch the, you know, play in their bedrooms and be on the internet. They're probably at more danger.
Yeah,
in more danger watching that and sat in front of the telly than they would be outside.
But you see, we didn't. I know I'm much much older than you, Ian, but we didn't have television, so we didn't know what was going on in the world around us.
Which could be even more scary.
Even now, it's on the telly now. We know what's happening, don't we?
It's a weird you world know? We live in, and it's changing all the time. But I think we've created our own problems.
Yeah.
Because we sort of said, oh, it's dangerous going there. And we're now not letting our kids do what maybe they should be able to do. But at the same time, you know, when you look at it in the cold light of day, we're pushing them towards taking sweets off strangers.
Yes.
Hey, look,
yes.
We'll take a break and we'll come back in a couple of minutes. It's 25 to 1.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
This is Vectis Radio.
The House of Chili. Their aim is to not just help the hardened chili heads feel the burn, but to offer a range of products suited to all tastes. Call 01983 866 313. The House of Chili. Jams and chutneys, balsamics, hot sauces, marinades, and much more to spread the warming glow of chili love. www.houseofchili.com.
White Fire can supply all your fire equipment as well as carry out all required servicing to keep your business, hotel or guest house safe. We offer fire extinguishers, fire alarms, emergency lighting, a full range of fire and safety signs, fire blankets, smoke detectors and much more. We are the largest fire safety specialist on the Isle of Wight. We offer 24-hour island-wide coverage. Contact us on 01983 407 155 or visit us at www.whitefibre.co.uk. White Fire and Security. We pride ourselves in providing a quality service to all of our customers.
Beds of Ride, in-town parking in Union Street. Come and give your bedroom an overhaul and treat. No need for sales gimmicks, just value for your pound. With realistic prices all the year round. Includes free delivery if you live in Ride, and only £10 elsewhere, island-wide. Open 10:30 till late, 6 days a week. All that is needed to help you sleep. Beds of Ride, call 565 151. Also find us on Facebook.
Do you like playing with words? Have you ever thought about trying to write spoken word? Key Arts is running a free WAVE spoken word workshop on Saturday 7th of November from 3 till 4:30pm for young people aged 11 to 19 years. Performance poet Adam Gatterell and rapper and spoken word artist Cooley Haste will help you learn about poetry, writing skills and how to gain confidence in your performance skills. It is really easy to book your place. Simply call Key Arts Box Office on 822 490. Places are free and likely to book quickly, so don't delay. Call them today on 822 490.
Hello, Maggie here, coach, mentor, consultant, speaker, author and survivor. Coaching differs when working with every client because people have different goals, aspirations or areas in their lives which they want to change. The common denominator is that they wish to make a change for the better and have made a commitment to do so. I coach by finding out what you want to happen. Then we work together on solutions. I'm straightforward, but I will challenge you when it's in your best interest and I will hold you accountable. Get in touch today via my website, maggiecurry.co.uk, for a free chat to discover how I will support you through the changes you want to make. I will deliver the goods and help you get the results you want. Begin to unlock your future today.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Ladies' late lunch between 1 and 4 on a Thursday afternoon for the discerning moments in your life. And if you believe that, you believe anything.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
All right, here we go then. It's part two of our discussion for today. We're talking about Jekyll and Hyde. Is that you?
Yeah, sorry.
Is that you having a snort?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Well, I wondered for a minute. We're talking about Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde is a programme that, in your opinion, and loads of others as well, and I haven't seen it yet, so I would probably agree with you, that it shouldn't be on. It's before 9 o'clock, and it's on way too early for a Sunday.
7 o'clock, yeah.
7 o'clock is way too early, yeah. And they do give you a warning, and I just think they've covered themselves. It's interesting to see that they cover themselves so that they probably can't get into trouble. Making some kind of announcement. But here's something. Just say, for instance, we all know that, you know, Jekyll and Hyde's it's a good character, it's a good story, and other people have covered it too. And majority of the ones that I've seen have always been on after 9 o'clock. This one is obviously on before.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned Harry Potter earlier on, and I would say that even without seeing it, I would say that it's similar in graphic detail and scariness.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Okay. But I'm assuming that, just say for instance it was, you can still buy those books. So which is worse, or is it as bad or nowhere near as bad? You can there's no age limit on what book you can buy, is there?
No, that's true.
So you can go and buy your Harry Potter book, or you can go and buy this this version of Jekyll and Hyde, and you can read it.
A lot of these little children, I'm thinking about the age group,
right?
That they wouldn't be able to read, you know.
Oh, like, Shirley, how many kids do you know that have like picked up Harry Potter age 9?
No. If they're younger, I mean. 3, 4, 5-year-olds sat there in front of the telly, you know?
Yeah, but what about the 9-year-olds? You know that there are certain kids that, will pick up a book.
The 9-year-olds, they watch anything. I'm basically going for the younger children here.
How old are your younger children?
I'm saying 6 and under.
6 and under?
I would say, yes, shouldn't be watching that.
But you're probably right, and they shouldn't be watching it. And what are their parents letting them watch it for?
Well, because the parents aren't good parents anymore. I'm sorry. A lot goes down to parenting.
It does. It does come down to parenting. Of course it does. But then those same kind of parents are probably out letting their kids go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Doing similar things and putting themselves into danger. But the ones that are 9 and 11, I mean, just say, for instance, you've seen a bit of the programme. What age limit would you say? I mean, if we're saying...
I mean, I didn't like it. It frightened me. I would say... It's stupid to say that, but...
12.
Yes.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
So what time did you... So you've seen it?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what... when did you have to go to bed when you were age 12?
Things have changed now. I think... What's
up? 7, 8 o'clock?
7, 8 o'clock? Be, yeah. What, when you were about 12?
It's got to be, yeah.
So a programme that you think's all right for 12-year-olds and should be shown after 9 o'clock, you actually get to go to bed before that actually reached the television? Back when you were that age?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Feel a bit of a hypocrite now?
No.
See, it all comes down to parenting.
I know that
Josh has got a fantastic mum.
I do.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let him watch that when he was younger.
Oh, no, I don't think she... That was that lady that was in last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky you turned out the way you did.
I don't know. I think she probably would have let me watch something like that.
Not when you were younger.
Not when I was really young.
No.
How young?
No.
Maybe like 10-ish, around there.
Yeah, but if you were younger than that, she wouldn't.
She would let... No, if I was like really young, no.
No.
See, you just said that age 12, you were going to bed at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock.
Well, I think so. It was a long time ago.
I shouldn't think so. It's a bit early, Josh, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It's just rough.
Know. See, if you're going to bed when you were...
Maybe it was 9 o'clock, I don't know.
Did you have a telly in your room?
Yes.
Were you allowed to watch it after 9 o'clock?
You can't remember.
I can't remember.
See, I remember taking my son to see Harry Potter, and he loved it. He absolutely loved it. I forget how old he would have been, under nine. Now, I don't know what the age group was. It was probably the first. It was the second one. Which is the one with this great big snake in it? One of the
second
early
one,
ones.
Yeah.
The second one. Now,
Chamber of Secrets.
He was fine, but he took along a little lad that was a year younger. We took him and his dad and me and Tom. We sat there, and this kid was scared.
Oh.
He was really scared to the point where they had to leave.
Really?
Because he was upset. Traumatized.
Crikey.
So it does happen.
Oh yeah.
And I do feel for them, because, as I say, one of the things we mentioned last Thursday was that the scary films. Age seven, I stayed up one late night and watched 10 Rillington Place. Gave me nightmares for the next couple of months. It was blooming awful. It was really, really scary. That wasn't the scariest movie around. When you watch it now, you think, cool, you idiot, what were you scared about that for? But, you know, making the point, that seven-year-old and me, aged seven, we watched something that we shouldn't have, you know, watched, and it did freak us out a little bit.
Mm.
So maybe we ought to be a little bit more responsible. And it's not just down to the parents to do that. It's down to the TV companies to not just put out a warning, oh, this might be a little bit scary. You know, it should be, oi, if your kids are under nine, you shouldn't be watching this. There should be a massive point of, you're a bad parent if you're letting your children watch this programme now, because it is aimed at eight-year-olds. But if that is the case, well, you know, what's it being broadcast for at that time of day? When you know most of the time they're going to be up or thereabouts, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mum, can I stay up another half an hour? I've got to watch Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that you were, let's be honest, aged nine, I don't think, nine or ten, I don't think you were in bed by seven or eight.
I can't remember.
It was probably more 9 o'clock.
Maybe.
So when was that? When did you actually were allowed as a person? What age were you when you can stay up to after 9 o'clock now, Josh?
About a year ago.
No.
He's offended him now.
I don't know. Maybe I want to say like 13, 14.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I wasn't at the age of 12. I definitely wasn't allowed up to after 9 o'clock. I was never allowed to watch the Sweeney. Never allowed to watch the Sweeney. When the Sweeney was big, 73,
yeah,
72,
yeah.
I was seven or eight then. No chance. Got no chance of watching the Sweeney.
I wouldn't have let my boys either.
No.
No,
I had to
true.
Watch it later on.
Mm,
you know, when it came out, you know, repeats later on, ITV, ITV4 in the afternoon.
Oh, Dave.
When it shouldn't be screened.
Yes. Mm. They do. They put a lot of stuff on the other programmes now, don't they, through the day?
They do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you look at any TV station.
I just Googled what the age rating was for Jekyll and Hyde, and if you were to go on the website and watch it on catch-up, you have to be over 18 to watch it.
Wow.
See, that's a right... That is a real backtrack.
That's on the Daily Mail. It says ITV is demanding anyone who wants to watch its gory drama Jekyll and Hyde on its catch-up service must be 18, despite it showing at six.
You see, this is how violent it is.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I am going to go home, I'm going to download it, and I'm going to try and watch it before 9 o'clock.
Mm.
And if something happens on the Sky thing where they say, you need to put in a code for this... You need to have this code that only the owner will have, obviously a grown-up. And if that is the case, then they just shot themselves in the foot massively.
Yeah, there's a picture here of someone trying to do it, and it says ITV Video Guidance Restricted Content.
So
that doesn't make much sense then. If they're saying online that you've got to be 18, why are they putting it on?
Why are they putting it on at 7 o'clock at night? Yeah.
That is a massive contradiction in terms.
They're shooting themselves in the foot.
They really have.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, I'll go home this afternoon and I'll download it and I'll see if I can watch it. And if it's asking me to put a code in, that means it shouldn't be on before the watershed.
Yeah.
That's Sky's opinion.
Mm.
And I would imagine that ITV will, if that is the case, they will probably come under fire.
It doesn't make much sense at all then, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. It makes a mockery of it, doesn't it? But you know, like everybody, you're not everybody, but there'll be lots of people up and down the country discussing this, you know, on forums. There'll be people that have complained. Over 500 complaints so far.
Yeah.
The news is quite big at the moment with that story. They're talking about it. They're getting such publicity.
You've only got to watch a little bit of it, and it's horrible, and you turn it off.
It's enough, isn't it?
You know, it is.
How much do you need to watch?
Yeah.
But they've scored a massive own goal there because if it actually says on their website you've got to be 18 to watch it. Why are you putting it on?
Why are they putting it on at 7?
I mean, they shouldn't put anything on at 7 for 18-year-olds. Yeah, it was, 6:30.
How many episodes have you actually watched?
The one on Sunday I just watched for a little while. Okay. That was it.
So the original, the first episode, you didn't see?
Yeah, no, but I've heard all about it.
Okay, you can't really form an opinion on something you haven't seen.
I'm just asking
if the 6:30 one, was it worse than the next one or not?
Well, I heard about that, how awful it was, so I thought I'd watch the 7 o'clock one just for a little while, then right. I'd heard the same thing as well.
I
thought it was dreadful.
So it was actually on before, you know, 6:30.
But you don't put things on at 7 o'clock that are for 18-year-olds only, do you?
Okay. I mean,
that's stupid.
Be interesting to see what happens. But then where do we stand with other films that are on during the course of the day? You know, and there are numerous films that are on numerous channels. You go to ITV now, you can watch all those programmes that they show. Like I said, after 9 o'clock, they're on in the afternoon now. Is that right? You can watch football. And the football's got bad language on, it's got things that you don't want to see, it's got aggression, it's got spitting, it's got snotting, it's got shouting at the referee, giving him abuse and so on. You've got people in the crowd that are doing that, and they're doing what I've just done on the radio, just so you didn't see it, but it's like a hand signal, and I think you can guess, but you get that quite clearly. That is someone calling someone a particular name that we can't use on air.
And you can lip read.
But Sky Sports feel that it's okay to show that man and get a close-up of that man.
Yeah, they zoom right in,
don't
they?
Mm.
Yeah.
They do.
They slow down someone, someone shouting at players all their names, don't they?
They do. Mm. And I remember probably about 10 years ago, Thierry Henry was with Arsenal and they were playing at Portsmouth and there was an FA Cup game. And every time Thierry Henry went over to take a corner, there was a bloke in the corner doing that, the hand signal, every time. And they had about 4 or 5 corners and they never removed him. They let him carry on every time. They had his moment. He was on the TV getting away with that every time. And if you do that in the street to someone, or if you did that to a policeman or something like that, you'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Doing it on the television to a black footballer, even worse, isn't it? But this guy got away with it.
I think the footballers get away with all sorts that they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
I think they're a bad influence on our young boys.
I do.
So do you think that football should be shown after the watershed now then? Or they should clean up their act.
No, but I think football players should have someone to be a bit more tough on them.
Yeah, because
they do seem to get away with
it. It's not like that, is it?
No, you don't get like
when you watch the rugby, you don't see that.
Well, see, the World Cup's been on very recently, and
it's been brilliant.
It's been good, but there have been moments where it's got aggressive and people have punched people and stood on them and
rugby.
So on.
Yeah.
It is rugby, you're right. But when people say that, oh, rugby's not like that, not to the point where, football is sadly, it's rotten. It's rotten off the pitch, but it's even more rotten on it because people will cheat. You still get aggression, you still get the nastiness in rugby. You know, it's more gentlemanly at times, most of the time.
Yeah.
But you do get your moments.
Isn't the crowd different at rugby than what it is at football?
With football, other supporter teams, they have to sit at different ends, don't they, or away from each other.
Yeah.
But you can have, like, say, an English fan and a Welsh fan sat right next to each other, and they'll talk to them like normally.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual talking and normal and stuff like that. It's what you can hear them chanting.
Yeah.
You know, and I must admit, I don't know.
You don't really get that in rugby, though.
No, but
you
get it in football.
Yeah, you do.
So football needs, definitely, they need to do something with that. Mm. But how far can we go? How far should we go, do you think?
I don't know.
When it comes down to what we should be showing on the TV and the watershed and all that kind of stuff, how far can we go, realistically? You know, I was watching this game yesterday and thinking, if you had a 7-year-old boy now, you know, if my son was 7 and we were sat there watching this game, would I have to turn the sound down watching it?
Really? Was it that bad?
Yeah, it was crystal clear what they were singing.
Blimey.
I mean, and you think, hang on, this is 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And there was a football match before that, and I guarantee you would have heard the similar kinds of things
earlier. But they take
earlier.
Young children to these matches, don't they?
Which is even worse.
This is what I can't understand. Yeah, I know.
You're going to hear...
It's parents again, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what it comes down to, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, it comes down to money. Money makes this tick. Money makes this work. If you've got a television company that are showing a particular programme that is a little bit risque or shouldn't be shown at that particular time, and they're getting loads and loads of publicity, what's going to happen? People are going to want to advertise their products during the course of that programme because they now know that that's had more publicity than most of their other programmes this week. And it's the same with anything else. It comes down to finances. Mm. Football is rotten with finances. It's rotten with greed and corruption. You've only got to look at the man at the very top who's now in big trouble over there. And you see it on the pitch all the time. All the time you will see this filth, this language, this way of carrying on that they think it's all right.
Do you see that on the ladies' football?
You don't really see ladies' football, do you?
Well, sometimes they've had ladies' football on, haven't they? Yeah. Do you see that on there?
See, just to contradict myself, I'm kind of disappointed they don't have, like, you know, swapping their shirts at the end of the game. But I think, in actual fact, if I remember rightly, very recently, an English lady got into trouble because she stamped on somebody. And she was really unsporting.
That's all she did?
No, she stamped on somebody really hard.
Oh, wow.
You know, facial, I think it was. It wasn't very nice what she did. So it's creeping in.
Mm.
It really is. It's creeping into to everywhere. I mean, you know, we don't really want to talk about football too much here, but it's one of those things that you do see on TV and you never get a warning.
No, you don't. That's true.
That programme you watch, at least they say, well, there might be something here a bit iffy, you know, hide the kids or whatever. When you're watching football, they don't say, well, for the next 4 hours, you are going to hear lots of chants from the crowds and it's going to be bad language.
I know we expect that, though, don't we, I think we expect it now.
But is it right then? We don't warn people.
No, it's wrong.
We got, you know, that's why I think we've gone soft, and you know, we need to put things in place. We need to know where we stand, don't we?
Yeah.
Because we're saying it's all right for that football club there to have every crowd, every person in the crowd chanting bad language. And by the way, we don't have to warn you. And then 2 hours later, still within the watershed, we've got to warn people that you might see something you shouldn't.
You see, on Strictly Come Dancing last week, one of the judges came out with the wrong word.
He did.
And he had to apologise. Well, he wouldn't. The lady apologised for him.
That was the Italian fellow.
But that's only one word. You know, we know everything else is fine, but that, and they made a lot about that in the press afterwards. But
again, great publicity, isn't it? Was it a publicity stunt?
But he won't. He said, "I'm not going to apologise." You know?
See, that's wrong, isn't it?
I know it is.
I would say, look, you either apologise or you won't be there.
I don't think that was a bad word anyway.
Well, I think it was.
I don't think so.
See, the thing is, this is where it comes across so daft.
Why? What is a bad word?
Because you'll say
opinionated, isn't it?
You'll say that's not a bad word.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want your 8 or 9 year old grandchildren to hear it, would you?
They did because they watched it.
Yeah, but see, is their mum complaining about that?
I don't know.
No. But she's happy to complain about something.
Yeah, but
something.
It was the way you said it. It was the way you come out with it. It was funny.
See, this is like
when Josh swore just now. That was funny, wasn't it?
It's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? Because you're saying that's all right on one hand, but if somebody ugly did it or somebody you didn't like did it, you'd be saying, I'm going to write a letter and complain.
Jekyll and Hyde is so different. That's violent. I think coming out with a little word like that.
So you're coming across as Jekyll and Hyde. Your standards are coming across as Jekyll and Hyde. Because on one hand, you're saying it's all right because that word's all right, makes me laugh. That's all right. But if somebody else came on and used that word, someone that you didn't like, and whilst your grandchildren were watching the television, you'd have the ump, wouldn't you?
No,
be honest.
Probably not. Not with that word.
You probably would.
No, I don't think I would. Not with that word.
I bet you would. You've just been sussed out.
I don't think that's rude.
See, yeah, but it is rude. It's a swear word.
No, it isn't, a Josh.
What's
if you,
that?
If you went across to the school where you go and teach kids and they came out with that word, you'd be offended.
They do all the
you'd
time.
You'd be annoyed. Or if you were reading a book... Don't belittle the situation, Dame Shirley. This is an important message. Otherwise, this stands for nothing. The standards that we're trying to set stands because what we're basically saying, and I would hate it if we've actually come to this stage in our lives where we say, it's only a bit of bad language. It's all right. Let it go. It's not right, is it? Someone using that word, which is a swear word, it's not all right someone attractive using it, someone ugly using it you don't like, all of a sudden you've got to say, oh, well, that's all right then, because I like him, but I don't like him.
Yeah,
so
but
it's naughty.
It just came out of his mouth. I mean, he didn't do it on purpose anyway.
See, now you're making excuses. No, that's even worse.
Well, I'm making excuses for Josh. He came out with something earlier.
Standards.
But he didn't mean to, did you, Josh?
But it wasn't as bad. And in some cases, it's not considered
a
swear word.
But this was live television, you say.
But this
Jekyll and Hyde isn't live.
It doesn't matter whether it's live television or not. He knows that he's not supposed to use those words. And the fact that he didn't and refused to apologise makes it far worse.
Yeah, well,
someone
did apologise for him, so...
No, he didn't apologise, did he?
No.
And you've just belittled this whole discussion by it's all right. You have.
No, no, there's a difference in using that little word than violence.
There's not.
No, there's no
violence.
It's
not really.
Standards. It's standards. You've belittled the whole discussion. Your argument now falls down because you're saying it's all right to use that word, but it's not all right for someone to smash a mirror on the telly
and get
a bit violent.
You see this chap that smashes the mirror. He's horrible.
But because he's not Bruno Tognoli... do you see what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
And this is the problem we have in society today. We have double standards.
All right, then, here we've got double standards.
Shirley's got double standards. Shall we leave it there?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Can we now give Shirley a look of disapproval? That was a good look.
Thank you.
Stand by, Kevin's on the way, and they've come to take Dave Shirley away. Ha ha.